Good morning. We're learning Kalam and Aleph, the Melacha of Shaychet, and we're holding towards the end of Siman Aleph. So it says that since killing even insects is considered the Melacha of Netil Sesham of Shaychet, so a person cannot kill spiders, even though they supposedly have some type of poison which can damage the food. Mishavura says that is not really clear that that's really true. But even if it would be true, you have other solutions. You can cover the food. So therefore, there's no hetar to kill the spiders. Kolshkin the Osir Laharag, so the last line of that paragraph. Osir Laharag Shkotzim Ramoshim Ateloim Shanim Soim Paris. So if a person finds bugs inside of the Paris, he can't kill them. Now, we're going to see in the upcoming simonim that killing doesn't have to necessarily be direct. Using other vehicles to kill something is going to be considered an act of the Netilas Neshama. So a person who is washing off vegetables to remove the bugs. So besides the potential burr issue, which will be involved in that situation, there's a potential for Netilas Neshama by drowning the bugs with the water he's using to cleanse the vegetables. So a person has to be aware that you have potentially multiple issues. If he does not know if there's bugs there, he's just cleaning it off because he wants it to be clean. It's just based on procedure, that's what you're supposed to do. He's not aware there's anything there, so he's not trying to kill anything. So that's a different story. But if a person is aware that there are bugs there, you would have a potential problem of the Melacha of Shaychet in that situation. So in Siman Beis, he talks about a few points. First point he says is that when a person takes a fish out of water, which we already mentioned, that's a potential problem of Shaychet. It's lavdavka if the fish dies. Even if he returns the fish back into water, but if the fish has been outside of water for too long, the area where the gills are start to dry out, so then the fish will not recover, even if it's put back into water. So it then moves on to discuss a situation where people have live fish or they have live worms, and the way they keep them alive, they have to change the water. When they change the water, they are putting the fish into a period of time with no water, with the plan to replenish water, which is the same thing as taking the fish out of the water, keeping it out for too long, and putting it back in. But his goal is not to keep it out for too long. His goal is to replenish the water as quickly as possible. So there's a moment where a person has removed the fish from the water by pouring out the water with the plan to put it back in. So is that acceptable? So he says, that is acceptable. That's not considered my servitzicha if the goal was to replace it right away. Even though there was a moment where that it was in danger of dying, but since the plan was to correct that immediately, that's not called the act of Netilas Neshama. Similarly, that would not be considered Ritzicha. If a surgeon takes a patient and does in the process of administering general anesthesia, first injects a medicine which causes the muscles to relax to allow him to intubate the person, but that muscle also, by relaxing, slows the person's breathing to the point that it would not sustain life. But since he plans to intubate immediately and maintain the life that is not considered an act of Ritzicha. It's an act of saving a person's life. So since the person plans to do that, that's not considered Netilas Neshama. However, since there is concerns of muksa, so a person can ask a non-Jew to do this process of exchanging the water. It's not considered Natil Shoshama. He's asking a Jew to do Natil Shoshama, which would be Osir, but rather he's doing it to save. That's not considered Natil Shoshama, and it's going to be Mutter. But that's the point that he mentions in the Siman Beis. We're not going to do it inside Hashem. We will also review a Siman Gimel outside and move on to Siman Daled in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.